This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
History, Faxon depends on their computer network. Jennifer explains why Tab Computer Systems was tasked with maintaining that network.
We were looking for a company that could better support us before we had an emergency.
And if an emergency happened?
You're looking at the person who would put her IT hat on, but I have no IT experience, so we really needed somebody else to take on the role for us.
Tab is there when Jennifer needs them.
When we have an emergency and I'm picking up that phone, we're getting a call back super quick.
Summing up her experience with Tab,
their attention to customer and the customer needs has been wonderful for us.
Making a change like Jennifer? Call Tab today. 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. 1-888-TAB-4-HELP. Or visit tabinc.com. Technologies advancing business. Tab Computer Systems.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. It's the only number. And no matter where you are in the country, it's probably this kind of cost you the same if you use your cell phone. Otherwise, if you call on the old-fashioned landline, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Yeah, you're going to pay toll charges up the wazoo.
Yeah, so call us on your cell phone, 860-522-9842, which is kind of an oxymoron for a call-in show to say call on your cell phone because cell phone... Hey, lost you. I can't hear you. Can you hear me now? But that's what we're telling you. Yeah. So we'll be here till 11 o'clock, so feel free to stick around and get your calls in. No guests today, so it's just you and us helping you with your computer problems and or talking about our kids and our cats, and we'll see what happens. As usual and customary, we do have our technology news that you can use or be just to get you aware of what's going on out there. Here's the headline. Robot mistakes man for box of peppers and kills him. So,
no.
Yes, the poor guy in Korea lost his life to a robot that moves boxes of peppers, a malfunctioning sensor system blamed for the technician's death at this Korean food plant. He was in his 40s, and he was actually the guy who's tweaking the robot. They had made some changes to how the robot was supposed to move through the warehouse, and he was making these changes just to see if the sensors were working properly. And then the robot reportedly took hold of him using its arms and tongs, as it were, crushing him. I won't tell you where or how.
Oh.
But the officials, the Korean officials down there, believe the system misidentified the man as a box of food.
Oh.
Not a good thing. The thing about this is they've been using this robot technology in this warehouse for more than 5 years.
Oh, so they're not new to this.
No.
Oh.
So they're going to have to figure out, you know, how to have the robot not see you as a box of peppers. That seems to be a bit of a design flaw.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's tons of amazing robots that are out there. If you've ever seen the Boston Dynamics videos, it is freaky scary what these things can do. They're jumping on. They're jumping, running, doing you know, all sorts of obstacle courses. So, you know, eventually we're all going to be replaced, it seems, by robots and AI.
Well, I've seen some robots in manufacturing sector.
Oh, yeah.
And you see them, like, flipping things over. You know, they literally will flip a part.
Right.
And they move an arm here, and they'll remove a piece over there, and then they flip the part. I mean, it can do some really amazing stuff.
And it's a good thing, right, because there's a lot of repetitive injury that happens with humans that do that type of thing, where they're actually having to move the part and put it in position.
Right, and some of the parts that they're making are actually very small. So if a human is working on them, it would take, you know, much, much longer. So, it's kind of...
We'll see what happens. I'll put the link up for you guys to read the little story here. But, you know, they have to work on the sensors for that.
Yeah, and they can't use the excuse that this is a new thing.
No, no. Been doing it for 5 years. So, again, they have a... Somehow, which kind of seems weird to me, Korea has a worker shortage, too.
Ooh.
It's a pretty populous country.
But, it is. Last I knew.
Not enough people to do the jobs.
I guess.
What else you got, Dennis?
I've got a story about, well, it's a little bit about AI, too.
Sure.
Different kind of AI.
Yeah.
And it deals with smartphones.
All right. They're smarter than we thought they were.
It turns out that there is a way that smartphones can detect whether or not you're drunk.
Oh,
with
cool.
98% accuracy.
And then make a phone call for an Uber?
Maybe.
Get that Uber Black to pick you up?
Maybe. The way this works is you are asked to say something.
Mm-hmm.
It's typically a tongue twister.
Red leather, yellow leather.
Yeah, or she sells seashells by the seashore, which
sure
I couldn't
you're not drunk?
Even do. And then it listens to how you do it. It breaks it up into little segments, and it analyzes the audio quality of that, and then it determines whether or not you're likely to be drunk.
Interesting.
And it's a pretty good, like I said, 98% accuracy is pretty darn good to me. What's the accuracy of those little portable, you know, alcohol?
I don't know.
Alcohol analyzers that you breathe into. Oh, is that 98% accurate?
Oh, the cops will tell you it's 100%.
Well, of course they're going to say that, but I don't know what the accuracy is. So it might actually be an improvement on that for all we know.
So imagine, I mean, I know there's, I was listening to something where they're trying to put in a kill switch into your car. So imagine you have this app on your phone.
And it's what you need to use to start your car.
Right. It seems to know that you've been at, you know, whatever the bar was, O'Malley's or the Drunken Clam, and it says, hey, wait a minute here. I know you've been in this place. Why don't you try to say this? And then it doesn't let you turn the car on. That's kind of an interesting thing. Mm. I know there's a fight happening in Washington about this kill switch, but I don't know. It's not safe on the roads anymore.
No. I mean, not in Connecticut anyway. I don't know about other places.
It is nuts. I mean,
Massachusetts.
I went to the Lettuce concert last night, and in Infinity Music Hall, and the place was jam packed. I brought my wife, and much to her chagrin, and my son and his girlfriend, and we really couldn't handle being there the whole time because it was just. You were going to get high and do a secondhand smoke. And we were not interested in that. Mm-hmm. So we took off, and it was around 10 o'clock, and we're leaving Hartford, and it is like a raceway out there. Ooh. We're in the middle lane doing, you know, 60, 65. We're getting past like we're standing still.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if there's state police out there, they could make a mint pulling these people over. I mean, it had to be 15 different cars flying around like crazy people out there.
Yeah.
So if there's a smartphone that can say, well, hey, buddy, you're going too quick or...
Oh,
I don't know, that kind of stuff. I mean, obviously pulling you over as you're doing 80, killing your vehicle would not be a smart thing.
You can't really do that. No.
But we need to incorporate some level of AI because clearly we don't have any actual intelligence. So we'll need some artificial intelligence to slow you down. Other news, SolarWinds. Remember SolarWinds?
I do.
SolarWinds basically had a tool. An RMM tool and a tool that would, quote unquote, help you with security of your systems.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they had.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, we need that security, right?
We do. Back in 2020, they had their attack, basically. They got infiltrated by Russians that actually were able to update the software
and integrate their own code into the software and run it on everybody's systems.
Of course, SolarWinds was very happy to brag about the fact that they worked in government. It was all over their website. They're like, hey, target me, target me. We work hard with government and industry. And
Fortune 100 companies.
Yeah. So they were impacted pretty seriously. And now the SEC is getting involved. And SolarWinds says, you know, SEC, you suck. You're a watchdog that lacks competence to regulate cybersecurity. Now, this could be true. This could be true. In a lengthy blog post published on Wednesday, it dissected some of the SEC's allegations, which it evidently believes to be false. The first of which was that SolarWinds lacked adequate security controls before the Sunburst attack took place. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to think that would probably be true, because if you had adequate security protocols, the Russians wouldn't have gotten in.
Right.
So you don't have to be an IT genius to come up with that allegation, I guess. And of course, SolarWinds categorically denied those allegations. Company had appropriate cybersecurity controls in place before Sunburst. Huh. And it says the SEC misleadingly quotes snippets of documents and conversations out of context to patch together a false narrative about our security posture. It's really kind of hard to say. I didn't run into the back of that guy's car when the guy's front of the back of his car is crushed and the cop is saying you lacked adequate braking controls, and you're saying, well, yeah, it's kind of taking us out of context.
You, Mr. Cop, you can't really tell us that.
Yeah. Pretty nice.
You're not smart enough to tell us that.
So the SEC's cybersecurity related capabilities were again questioned when SolarWinds addressed the allegations that it didn't follow NIST cybersecurity framework at the time of the attack.
Wait. Stop.
Yes.
I have a question. SolarWinds sells this as a product that will help you live up to NIST standards, right? You as a company.
I can't say specifically to that, but it would seem logical that they would.
And they don't live up to NIST in their own right.
Here's the rebuttal. It said the evidence provided was a preliminary report regarding the adherence to different standards. So they didn't necessarily follow the NIST framework. They followed the NIST special publication SP 853.
Oh,
now we're in the business of 800-171. And they also followed FedRAMP. And these are entirely different to CSF. So this is the other issue of all these frameworks. And then we had CISA on here, David Palmbach from CISA on here.
Right.
And they're going to follow NIST. But there are there's more and more and more of these frameworks coming out.
There's different things that are included in some of these frameworks.
So they were following a framework, but not that framework. Does that make them guilty of not being security compliant? FedRAMP is pretty secure. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But clearly not secure enough.
Well, that's the whole point.
Right.
Whatever security they had was not secure enough. That's the bottom line.
And most of the attention SolarWinds gave to debunking the SEC's claims were related to the technical matters, such as its response to the claim that the VPN vulnerability allowed the Sunburst attackers to access SolarWinds systems. The company said the allegation was false and that there was no VPN vulnerability. However, so it goes on and on and on and on. They're fighting the SEC back and forth. But again, you ran into the back of the car. You clearly were running too close. It is your fault. Good luck. Maybe the SEC doesn't have the jurisdiction to go after them, but maybe they do. I don't know.
What do I know? I don't know either.
We're just a bunch of computer geeks here. We're not that sharp. But I will put the link up here for your reading pleasure so you can see what's going on here with SolarWinds. But they're still out there selling stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And vehemently defending themselves. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. The lines are coming in. Feel free to get online early. It's the best time to call us. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. Little bit of lettuce for you. These guys are pretty tight. So got a chance to check them out last night in Hartford at an Infinity Music Hall. And then promptly
yeah, had to bail.
Bailed. It was funny, we're walking out and the I don't know, the bouncers, whatever they want to call them. You're leaving already? Yeah. going to get high in here any longer. So we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we're going to go to your calls first. We're going to go to Joe in Plainville. Up. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. First, I just want to let you guys know, based on your recommendations, I downloaded the Brave browser.
Yeah.
I like it. It's pretty good stuff.
It's really cool. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's I'm looking at actually all my data that it tracks, which is pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So here's my I'm going to try to explain this issue best I can for you. So I was working for a company, and the time that I was working with them ended, and they did not want their computer back. They're like, no, you can keep it. It's a Dell machine. I'm running Windows 11 on it.
All right.
And so in preparation for the end, what I did was I created a sub-account or another account using my personal email address. So on the machine was the work email address, which was the admin account, and then the sub-account or the different account, which was my regular email. But what I neglected to do was to make that an admin.
Yeah.
So when they removed my work email address, the admin account is gone. So now I'm sitting here on this machine, and I can't do anything with it because the profile I have on there is not an admin account.
The local admin is gone.
Yeah. What can I do?
I'm looking at Dennis because this is not something I touch every day. He's always messing with accounts, so I'm hoping he's got an answer for you.
All right. In the Windows 11 settings, you know, the little cog.
Yeah.
You open that up. You go to accounts. Okay.
Yeah.
And in there, I think what you're going to have to do, I'm going to open it up in Windows 11 here just so that I have exactly the same path that you're going to see. What you're going to want to do in there is scroll down to wherever that work account is or was. I mean, I would think that there's going to be a relic of it somewhere on that pane.
Okay.
And you're going to have to find a tool to manage it. And remove it. Now, the manage button might actually take you out to a web page where you can actually connect to that account either through Microsoft 365, if that's how they deployed it, or it would go to your own company servers, and that would break so that you wouldn't load anything. It'll just try to open the web page, and it will fail.
Now this is this is all to just deal with the account. What about just factory defaulting it? Because it should bring back the operating system that was on.
That is an option too.
Well, everything is still working fine. Like I can see my account that I created; it's there. But what I don't see is the old account.
Well, what I was trying to do is to get you to remove the, how can I put it, the cloud or remote association with the local account on the computer, because effectively there are two different things here.
Right.
There is a local account on the computer in Windows, even though it won't really show it to you, at least in any of these panes. But you need to detach that local account from its remote or cloud instance. Once you've done that, then you should be able to get control of the local account on the computer.
The new one he created.
No, not a new one. It'll be the existing default account that was initially installed on the computer when it was set up by the corporation.
It'll show up?
It may or may not.
Mm.
That's what I'm angling for.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to do a factory reset, it is possible to do that. And that might actually be a more effective way to go, even though it will take a long time, which is kind of why I was making my suggestions. I'm trying to save you a few hours.
Yeah, what I did, but I used an app that they have so you can get the key, because I don't have the key, but I used an app to download or to actually view the key, and I copied it. I would need that to do a factory reset, correct?
Yes, you would. That would be probably the BitLocker key.
Right. Yeah, either the BitLocker, but they do store the key now locally on the hardware.
Right.
Too.
It would get into the TPM. You might not have to enter it, but having it definitely helps you do
just
the factory reset in case it's required.
Yeah.
If I'm not an admin, will it let me reset the system?
Yes, because you're doing that outside of the operating system.
Okay. And how do I go about doing it? I hate to do that, but if I had to,
I will. We'll post a link to do that if you'd like to.
We're coming up against a hard break on this.
Yeah, that's
and
fine,
you'll
guys.
Have
Thanks
to.
Very much, I appreciate it.
Yeah. You'll have to set options to keep your data.
All right, Joe. Good luck to that with you. We'll put those links up there for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
we are back. It's a little lettuce for you. Checked them out last evening. Pretty great venue there at the Infinity Music Hall in Hartford.
Yeah, yeah.
Easy parking, but I couldn't find my parking ticket.
Oh,
so
no.
I had to pay the full price on top of that.
Oh, no.
But, of course, I found my parking ticket when I got home.
It helps.
I think it was all the secondhand marijuana. I don't know. So that was an interesting concert. But they're a good band. I blame it on the marijuana. So we're gonna be here till 11 o'clock. I was not partaking. I was just second-handing. I'll be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number. And we did post a very in-depth article for Joe on what aspect of the Windows
how to reset it to factory state.
Right.
And it includes showing him the options that he would need to keep his data.
Yeah.
And good. That will end up in a directory called windows.old on the computer or on the C drive of the computer.
Right.
And then he can look at his files that will be under that.
Okay.
It'll be under the users directory under that, and then whichever user account name all that data was in.
I mean, in the old days, we would really have to work hard to maintain the key and try to, you know, make sure you had the local admin password. Yeah. It is getting better, I guess, and allowing you to start fresh.
They have done a little better job of that, I have to say.
I did read an article, though, where they are going to stop bugging you about why you keep disconnecting your iDrive there?
OneDrive.
Yeah.
Eric.
Sorry, iDrive, OneDrive. So many drives. But they're warning, they're constantly bugging you to say, hey, why are you disconnecting your OneDrive? And they want to know why every time, and they're going to stop asking. Because, Microsoft, we don't want our stuff synced out there for
whatever
reason.
Because until now, you've been telling me all about all the features that I'm not using, and I don't want to hear about it, so now I'm disconnecting, and now I'm hearing about disconnecting.
Right.
Oh!
Don't you like us anymore, is there, Microsoft is wondering? Let's go on to Brad in New Britain. What's going on there, Brad?
Gentlemen, good morning. How are you today?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Not bad. I want to call to give you an update from a conversation we had about 8 months ago.
We love the updates.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get 1,000 calls, so I don't expect you to remember mine, but this was in regards to an issue I was having to be faced with buying a computer. Obtaining a computer from work for home use, and what to do with the old one. So what eventually happened, I was proposing to you that I was going to switch out the hard drive and all the little innuendos that go along with adding an SSD on replacing an HDD in my laptop.
Yep.
And, you know, I think I kind of had it figured out, but I know there was no coming back if I did that on my only computer that I had to work with at the time. So what ended up happening, so long story short, I did get a laptop from work, so that settled. I ended up purchasing an HP refurbished on Amazon.
Okay.
For like $200-$300, and it runs fine.
That's
perfect.
Good.
It had Windows 10. It's got the speed. It's got everything I needed, and that worked well.
Awesome.
Now I've got the original 8-year-old laptop that still looks at me every day, and it says, "You've got to try replacing the hard drive."
You got nothing else to do, huh?
Well, no, it's not the point. It's just that I like to beat computers at their game.
All right.
And, okay. And I said, I'm going to do it. So I went and picked up a Samsung SSD,
yeah,
500 gig, and they've got wonderful software. And you know that feeling you get when you're on a problem on a PC or a laptop and you win?
Yeah, that's why we do that.
It's the whole goal here.
What a great feeling! Yeah. So last night I sat down and I cleaned out all the files I could off the HDD and set it up. Got a SATA cable and hooked up the drive to my USB. It took 2.5 hours to bring everything over because it's just so slow on the USB and the old HDD. But I came back into the room and the computer was off. I says, "Okay." Mm-hmm. I unplugged it, took the drive out, put the new SSD in, bingo, I won.
Yay!
Nice.
So, yeah, you know, it's an old laptop, but boy, what a difference, I'm telling you. And if I can get if I can use it for a third computer just to have laying around the house or whatever, it's going to be great. But I just wanted to give you an update. Everything worked out fine, but I didn't want to pull the plug until I know I had reserves.
Right. Well, that's smart of you.
Well,
you know,
yes.
With computers, resistance is futile. So you need... Good job, Brad. Good job.
Well, anyway, you guys were very helpful. You kind of guided me along in the beginning, but like I said, it's taken 6 months to get to that point where I have a win.
Nice.
So.
Well, that's cool.
Enjoy the win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a note, Samsung's migration software, if you buy a Samsung SSD,
yep,
it's easy.
Oh, it's magnificent.
I mean, it's just one click. It's almost like plug and play.
It is.
We like that.
Seriously.
Awesome. So, well, thanks for the update, Brad.
No problem at all. Thank you, guys.
All right. There's somebody happy with his computers.
Nice.
It's nice to hear. And we like to hear the updates of how these things turn out. Let's go on next to Mitch in Manchester. Hey, Mitch. What's up?
Morning, guys. Thanks for all the help.
Our pleasure.
First of all, nobody ever thinks about the robots. Now they got to euthanize the poor thing. So
I know. Oh, it's true. Well, we don't know its name. If we gave it a name, then it wouldn't be euthanized.
Yeah, I guess so. Right?
Robbie the robot.
Yeah. I got a new laptop just 2 days ago, and at least with me, anytime I do a big hardware change, there are always surprises. And the one here is I'm probably dead with this, but I have an Adobe CS4 suite. I've had it for, of course, a long time.
Yeah.
And apparently, it seems as the registration servers for that old thing are dead, so
right.
It doesn't look like I can do anything with it. I put the serial number in, and I just get the dreaded red X. And
right.
I just wondered if you have any kind of solution for that.
No, there's really very few workarounds for when the registration servers won't accept the registration I know of.
Yeah, that's something that's in Adobe's hands only.
Yeah,
right. Okay.
And if they've shut those off, then they're off.
Which, again, excuse me, doesn't seem very consumer-focused, right? If the software would work, you know, why deprecate it like that?
I know. But. And as you know, it's $600-something dollars a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For
the whole suite, yes.
I'm
definitely.
Just a little guy. Nobody got time for that.
So. Right.
All right.
No, sorry, Mitch.
Thanks. And just, I won't let you have you explain the whole thing, but I'm starting to, you mentioned password manager things a lot on the show. And I can look into that myself unless you have time. What is one that you like that I can look into for that?
I think we've been recommending Bitwarden lately.
Bitwarden is a good one.
Yeah, I remember you saying that, Bitwarden. Okay.
Yeah, the other one is simply a Rolodex of old-fashioned cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you're right. Yeah, that's... kind of what I have now too, so
nothing wrong with that.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, good. All right. All right. I appreciate all the help.
You got it, Mitch.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bye, bye. Yeah. I mean, these password managers, as we have more and more and more passwords, is going to be a thing. However, Google's going passwordless, using the device as the password. So, the more we can get passwordless and not have to deal with all these crazy passwords, the better things will be.
Well, one of the nice features of the password managers is not that just that they keep track of them, but you can use them to generate really complicated passwords that are virtually impenetrable.
Unless your LastPass, where you're
where
compromised.
Somebody actually got your password.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the snag. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. So, Tom, hang on. You're out there in Rock Hill, South Carolina. We do want to chat with you. We got to take a quick break. Three lines open for you, 860-522-9842 is the number. Everything we talked about so far has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. It'll get there eventually. It'll get to the live links area. But if you also can go to our Facebook page over the Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network, it's a private group. You got to join us there, and the links will get in there. You can also chat amongst your fellow Computer Talk with Tab Listener Network folks. Ask questions, and they've been helping each other out, which is kind of cool. And Michael also posted over to the Twitter page, or the old formerly known as Twitter page, X page, right? At Tab Computer Sys, if you follow us out there. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tam. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we're going to get to your calls. Feel free to get online. All the lines are starting to really jam up. Oh, we lost our South Carolina caller. We were just about to go to him.
Oops.
Oh, there we go. He's back. So let's go over to Tom in Rock Hill, South Carolina. What's going on there, Tom?
Well, I'm having trouble with my Epson printer communicating with the router. The computer recognizes it, and I'm trying to have something printed all from the computer to the printer, but it's not doing it. And I've been on Epson online, and they had the whole thing reinstalled, and it still doesn't do it.
So you had Epson support help you, and it still couldn't get your printer to print.
Right.
Man, if I had a nickel.
And the printer does print. I did copy and scan and all that, but this won't communicate with the router to get something off the computer.
All right. Is it wireless or wired?
Wireless.
Yep. I could have had. I knew it was wireless.
How did you know?
what's the IP address of that wireless printer, Tom?
Oh, shoot. I don't have that on me right now.
Well, that's part of your problemo, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The computer can't find the printer.
Well, the computer recognizes the printer is there.
But it's offline.
I pulled it off the tools, but it's just going from there, it just doesn't come up. So you're saying the computer is not recognizing the printer at all?
Well, it's probably sees it that you have the driver loaded, but I'm guessing it's showing as offline, correct?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Does it say offline, or if it says online, you'd be printing?
I'm not home. I'm calling from my gym.
You're calling from your gym?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man. It's almost like the universe is telling me something. So most likely your printer is seen because they loaded the driver, but it's offline. And the reason you're having trouble printing to it is because the computer can't find what IP address has been set for it because it's wireless. So do you know how to get into your router?
I will find out, that's for sure.
All right. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get into your router, mm-hmm. and you're going to set a reserve area of IP addresses. So you're mm-hmm. going to do a couple things while you're in there. You're going to configure your router for OpenDNS.
Right.
If you haven't done that already, and that means anybody who comes to your home is going to be safer on the internet, number one, because you're going to be using a safe, much more safe internet service as far as the DNS goes. And then while you're in there, you're going to start handing out IP addresses. Instead of 192.168.1.2, you're going to start at like 192.168.1.25, meaning from 24 down, you have some open addresses that you can use as static IP addresses.
Okay.
So now what you're going to do once you've configured that, so now the router's not going to hand out a random IP address to your printer every time it boots up and says, hey, I need an IP address, and now it's going to give it .50. Well, the computer's like, where is the printer? It used to be at .30, but now it's at .50. Do you understand?
Okay, I get it now.
So then you're going to go into the printer and say, okay, printer, I'm going to set a static IP address of 192.168.1.5, let's say.
Okay.
And then you're going to tell the computer within the configuration of that Epson setting to say, hey, make sure you send your print job to 1.5. That should solve it. Now, if Epson had a good tool to actually help with this type of thing, you wouldn't be calling us. And clearly, the Epson support didn't help much.
Yeah, I was going to say, not only do they probably not have a good tool, they don't have very knowledgeable tech support either.
No, I'd call the tech. And of course, it's banker hours. And then they'd say, refer me to their online service. And that was it. So I already did that like 3 times, and it still didn't work. So.
Wow. So the thing that you're going to do when you get back from the gym and putting us all to shame after you work out and you're going to then go and you're going to look at your IP address on your printer, and then you're going to go look at the Epson printer configuration to see if it shows online or not. You can even play around with something called ping if you want to get a little more involved and see if you can ping the printer.
Yeah.
And that's a DOS command. But this is all recorded on our app. So if you forget anything we've talked about, you can go ahead and listen to it again on the Odyssey app. The podcast will be there for you, and we'll chat about it. You can listen to it over and over again.
Right.
Hopefully, you can get a little bit of information here. But I think that's what's going on here. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It's not like it's just something's not recognizing something. I just couldn't figure out what it was. That's all.
Right. So, the sad part is the Epson support couldn't either. That's the sad part.
Yes.
We don't know, sir. Buy another printer or turn off the printer and turn it back on, right? all I told
Yeah,
you.
Yeah. Oh, I've done that too, and turned off the router and put it back on, and they don't recognize each other. So, but I'll do the IP thing. That's a great idea. I appreciate your help.
Oh, our pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Thanks for listening.
All right. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. So we have another South Carolina listener besides Jeff.
Whoa. Really cool.
That's awesome. Ooh. We love Jeff, although we can't figure out his jokes. At least I can't. let's go to who else is going on here? Who's in the lines? We go to Rich in Glastonbury next. Hey, Rich, what's cooking?
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a problem. I tried to resolve it a couple weeks ago. I talked to you, and the website was informative, but it didn't solve the problem, unfortunately.
All right.
But I think I have a deeper problem. I have a Dell laptop computer, and I have it hardwired to a HP LaserJet. I can't get it to print. And then I have another hardwired to Logitech speakers, and I can't get them to speak. So I don't know which way to go.
Well, they're connected both to the USB ports on your laptop, right?
Yeah, the speaker's connected to like a circular port on the computer, and the printer's connected to a regular USB rectangular port.
Okay. Well, the circular one is probably green. It's probably just your audio out port on your laptop, right?
It's actually it's a black color insert, and I just put the plug in there right now.
And we heard it. We heard it say, ah.
Yeah.
It made its little ah sound.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's working.
we heard it.
That's from the computer speaker.
Oh, well, you got to tell the computer to use the highfalutin speakers you just plugged into it, because it's going to want to choose its own speaker. So you got to go and choose the better one.
Now, how do we do that?
Well, you can just click on the speaker icon, right?
Yeah, down at the bottom right, there will be a speaker icon. You can click on it.
Okay.
And then it'll pop up with the current selection of your speaker, whichever one that is.
Right.
On the right of that, there will be a little arrow button.
We call it a carrot. We don't know why.
You can click that, and then it'll show you the other sound devices.
Right.
You can click on one of those, and that's where it'll play.
Yeah, see, what's coming up when I click on that? It comes up with a message box that has speaker, headphones, Realtek high definition. But nothing else comes up besides that except the volume control.
Well, the Realtek high definition will be the built-in speakers on the computer. That's the motherboard sound controller.
Okay.
And that'll, if you have like a speaker jack on the computer, it'll play out through that.
Right. Normally the speaker jack is green.
Right.
Normally, not black.
Light green.
Yes.
No, this one, I'm looking at it right now. I'm on the computer. It is. I just unplugged it. It is black, but when I do a right click on that, it has open sound settings, open volume mixer.
Yeah. So you can go in there in the sound settings and see if you can select a different speaker there.
Okay.
What are the speakers called that you're plugging in? Is it Logitech, or what did you buy?
They're called Logitech. There's two of them, but they connect to each other.
Yeah. So, I mean, going out that simple. I can't imagine it's actually, all right, well, it could be black, but it just seems weird that the whole problem could be you're plugging it into the wrong output, I guess. It could be the case, but.
Yeah, but it worked for 5 years, though. A couple of weeks ago, it just stopped working.
Have you checked to see if the speakers work on another device, to see if the speakers haven't failed?
No, I could try that. I have a desktop. I could plug it into that and try it on that.
Plug it into that,
and
I guarantee you that connection will be green.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And if you have no sound, then your speaker's died.
Okay. The other thing, I'm going to try both of those by right-clicking on the speaker icon.
Yeah.
And then I'll try it on a different computer. But I still can't get the printer to work.
Yeah.
And the article that you recommended was very educational.
Mm-hmm.
I read it, but I still can't get it to print. And I did get to, after a couple of steps, it said enter PIN. But I don't know where the pin is for the printer.
The pin will probably be on a label on the printer.
Boy, I looked all over the printer. I couldn't find it. Maybe it's upside down or something like that?
It might actually be on the inside. Is there a place that opens up, like a hatch that opens up to replace cartridges?
Yes.
The pin might be inside of that.
Okay.
On a label, somewhere inside the printer under that hatch.
Okay.
And you might even have to take your cartridges out to see it.
Wow. What a
pain. I've actually heard of that. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I haven't actually seen it with my own eyeballs, but I've heard people say that.
So that's like the last step. Plug in your pin and you got to find the pin. It's like a, I don't know.
It's a password to control a printer. And
it's crazy.
They hide it.
All right.
Yeah.
You can find the pin. I mean, also, you could always download the manual to find out where the pin's located. That might be an idea.
Yeah, you might have to do that.
Okay. Well, why would these both of these suddenly not work? Could it have been a recent download that I did?
They're two different things. Your speakers could fail and your printers could have an issue. It's not necessarily an update. But we're up against the clock here, Rich. I hope that helped you.
Yeah, if you could put this on online, I could take a look at it also.
We'll do our best. We'll be right back.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.